Today's Shir Masechta is welcome Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Pesach v'chas chatos shechochten shloi l'shmon. A halacha that we've learned so many times, that a korban Pesach, a korban chatos that were brought shloi l'shmon, the shechit was done shloi l'shmon, or the kabbalah v'halacha v'zrik, kabbal v'halach v'zarek shloi l'shmon. These are the other three procedures that we've discussed, a part of the group of four essential procedures we have with carbon. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. By carbon Pesach and a carbon Chatas, if they were done, Shaloi L'Shman, or, continues the Mishnah to teach us, Shaloi L'Shman v'Shaloi L'Shman was a combination of L'Shman, Shaloi L'Shman, or the other way, Shaloi L'Shman v'L'Shman, Psulim, the Halacha is that these Karbonis become completely disqualified. A number of points that the Rishonim and Achronim discuss in this Mishnah. One obvious ha'ara is that the Mishnah speaks about the four different avoidas that are, as we said, applicable to every carbon. But if you look at the wording of the Mishnah separates Shechita from Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. Why? So I saw two answers. One answer is, because if we recall what we've been learning in our Masechta, that the halacha of Shaloi L'Shma is actually taught regarding Shechita, and then from Shechita, the Gemara and the various drushes that we learned taught us that then also applies to the Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. So that's why Shechita is singled out. Another teretz that I saw, a halacha that we've also learned, is that the halacha is Shechita K'sher B'Zar. The halacha is that a zar could do the shechita. So since a zar could do the shechita, we would think, so shechita, if it's kasha bazar, shloi l'shma should not be a factor. So the Mishnah singles out shechita, that as much as you would think that shechita should not be affected by shloi l'shma, it is actually affected. Another kasha that the Mefarshim ask is that this rule that our Mishnah is teaching us, a very essential rule, that shloi l'shma applies to each one of the four avoidas, is a rule that we should have learned in the first Mishnah. We should have been introduced to these four important procedures of Shechita, Kabbalah, Halach, and Zrika in the first Mishnah. Why do we need to wait till Daf Yud Gimel? We've learned it, but why does the Mishnah need to wait till Daf Yud Gimel to teach us this important concept? Here twice or two terutzim. One terutz is that our Mishnah, unlike the first Mishnah of the Masechta, is speaking, at least at this point, specifically about the Karban Pesach and Karban Chatos. And we know, as we have been learning, that a Karban Pesach and Karban Chatos are sort of stricter than all other Karbanos. All other Karbanos, the halach is that the Karban is kosher, el shloi olu labalim l'shem chayva. Here the halach is that the Karban is completely disqualified. So since we're completely disqualifying the Karban, we would perhaps think that, you know, when the carbon gets completely disqualified, then the Kabbalah and the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika were all done improperly. But if only one of the procedures was done improperly, maybe it's not so bad. And maybe we shouldn't just go tell us, disqualify the carbon. It teaches us that even by Pesach and Chatos, any one of the avoiders, and as we learned in the Mishnah, not even a whole avoider, a partial avoider, l'shma v'shloi l'shma, is enough to make the carbon completely disqualified. Another point, another teretz to this question. Again, I like saying these terutzim because they're sort of a review of some of the halachas that we've learned previously. We learned in the first Mishnah that there's Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. And we also learned that there's a very big nafkamina between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. Shini Kodesh, if the Shechita was done Shloi L'Shma, the Kabbalah was done Shloi L'Shma, and so on, the Karban gets disqualified. But Shini Bailim, it's the Zrika that's the issue. As Tosfos taught us in the first Amud of the Masechta, if the Shechita was done, that you should do the Zrika improperly. Not that the Shechita was done with Shini Bailim. So our Mishnah, that's listing all of these four Avoidas, you have to be very careful, because that would teach us that it's even within that Avoid itself, it becomes disqualified. But that is inaccurate. So that's why it teaches us that the only here, which our Mishnah is only talking about halachas of Shini Kodesh, And we're not talking about Shini Bailim. Can the Mishnah take the liberty of mentioning all four Avodas? In the first Mishnah, if the Mishnah would have taught us all four Avodas, we would have perhaps made an error that in Shechit alone, in Kabbalah alone, in Halacha alone, there's Shini Bailim, which is actually inaccurate. Interesting, Machlokes Achronim. We learned in our Masechta also that Stoma is Lishma. If you didn't have a specific Machshava Shaloi Lishma, nor a specific Machshava Lishma, the carbon is kosher. What will be the halacha by Karm Pesach and Karm Chatos? What's the status of Stoma? Some Achroinim say, Stoma is Lishma. Others say that by Karm Pesach and Karm Chatos, since we see this higher level, Stoma is not Lishma until you have a Beferish Lishma Kavana. So the Mishnah also spoke about a combined Machshava, Lishma and Shaloi Lishma, in either direction. And the way the Rishayim and Achronim explain what happened, it's not that the person, as he came to do the Shechita, said, I'm going to do part of the Shechita Lishma and do part of the Shechita Shaloi Lishma. Rather, what happened was, he started the Shechita doing it Lishma, and then in the middle of the Shechita, he changed his mind and went Shaloi Lishma, or vice versa. And the Mishnah illustrates what it meant. Ketzer Lishma v'Shaloi Lishma, L'shem Pesach L'shem Shlomim, Hishech to the Karim Pesach and Erev Pesach in the afternoon, L'shem Pesach L'shem Shlomim, Shaloi Lishma v'Lishma, what is that illustrated? L'shem Shlomim L'shem Pesach. So I saw a beautiful word from the Sefer Etzachayim. The Mishnah wants to give us an illustration of this combined Machshav L'shma and Shaloi Lishma. Fine. But why did the Mishnah specifically give us the example of a Pesach that Yishech did L'shem Pesach L'shem Shlomim L'shem L'shem Pesach? The Halach is a Karim Pesach that L'shech L'shem Pesach Ulishem Chatas would have the same rule. Or the Mishnah could have spoken about a Karma Chatas, that you had the wrong Machshava. Why did the Mishnah specifically give us the example of a Pesach and a Shlomim? So he says a beautiful Vart, and it's very much based on something that we've discussed many times. We remember that the Brisker Rav and the Chaznish, we repeated it here, hold that every Karma Pesach really has Shlomim mixed into it. That's why Maisa Pesach is a Karma Shlomim. So one would think, perhaps, that if you shechted a Karban Pesach, and you also had a Machshav Karban Shlomim, so you have so many things working in your favor, you did have a Machshav of Karban Pesach. And what was your wrong Machshav? Karban Shlomim. And we've learned that every Karban Pesach is somewhat of a Karban Shlomim. So maybe that should be considered a Shloi Lishma situation. Teaches us the Mishnah, with all of those reasons, it's still Shloi Lishma and the Karban is possible. Continues the Mishnah. There are Mefarshim actually that say that the reason the Mishnah repeats these words of Shazavach Nifsal is to teach us the halacha that not only by Karban Pesach and Karban Chatas is there this concept of Shloi Lishma by four Avodas, but as we learned in the first Mishnah, by all Kabbonists we have this concern. The difference is by Karban Pesach and Karban Chatas, they're completely disqualified. By all other Kabbonists, it's kosher ve'emaratzim. Rav Shimon Machshav Behilch. This continues the Mishnah. Rav Shimon's opinion is that if somebody had a shloi lishma machshav by the halacha, it doesn't disqualify the carbon. Shoya Omer. Yefshe shloi b'shchita v'shloi b'kabbalah v'shloi b'zrika. You can't have a carbon without shchita, kabbalah, and zrika. However, you can have a carbon b'lo hilach, without halacha. How? If you do the shchita right next to the mizbeach, and therefore since the shchita is not, since the halacha, is not essential, even if you had a shloi lishma machshava during the halacha, it wouldn't disqualify the carbon. Interesting machlokes achronim. When Rav Shimon is telling us now that a machshava during the halacha does not disqualify the carbon, what does he mean? Does he mean that if you had a shloi lishma machshava during the halacha, we don't care, and the carbon is 100% fine? Or does he mean that we've been learning Karm Pesach, Karm Chatos, shloi lishma disqualifies the carbon? If you had it during the halacha, you don't have to take and throw out the carbon. It's kosher for the emiratzim. You don't have the kapara. Machlokes achronim. Another question which we should be thinking about. Rav Shimon says that why is the machshava during the halacha not a concern? Because you could avoid having halacha. How could you avoid having halacha? Do the shechita right next to the mizbeach. We've also learned so many times in our Masechta that you have to do on certain kabbonis. Karban chatas was the example the Gemara gave many times. Shchitos and v'tzofen. You have to do the shchit and the tzofen ha'azara. So how could Rav Shimon say you could avoid the halacha because do the shchit right next to the mizbeach? Didn't we learn that you have to do the shchita on the tzofen of the azara? You can't just choose where you want to do the shchita and avoid the halacha. So the Mefarshim explain, and we're going to discuss this later in our Masechta, that even though certain kabbonis, the Torah is very insistent that we do the shchita in the tzofen, that's if you don't do the shchita on the mizbeach itself. But if you do the shchita on the mizbeach itself, the rule of tzofen doesn't apply. So Rav Shimon is very gishmak. You'll do the shechita on the mizbeach, and you can avoid the halacha, and that works by all kabbonis. Rabbi Elazar Omer, and we're not going to spend time in explaining Rabbi Elazar's opinion. We'll discuss Rabbi Elazar's opinion when we learn the Gemara that explains it. Hamahalach b'mokum shu tzarech lahalach. If somebody walks where he's supposed to walk, there machshava b'aselis. Mokum shu enet tzarech lahalach, en machshava b'aselis. Just to touch on an issue in halacha, won't dwell on it. Rav Shimon says that a halacha that's not required to be done is not considered a halacha, it's not considered an essential avodah. The question that comes up is we know that when somebody walks to shul or to yeshiva, he gets schar halicha. The Mefarshim ask, what will be Rav Shimon's opinion in the following situation? Let's say somebody has a shul right next to his house, and he wants to get schar halicha, so he chooses to walk to a shul that's a little further from his home, and he'll get schar halicha. It could well be, according to Rav Shimon, he wouldn't get schar halicha, because who told you to walk? And Rav Shimon says, well, you could avoid doing something, the halacha doesn't recognize your act. The Paiskim do interestingly say, and this I saw almost everybody agrees to, let's say you have a shul right next door to your house, and you actually even daven in that shul, surprisingly. But you don't want to lose out on schar halicha. So what you do is, instead of walking right from shul to your house, you walk around the block to get to shul, because you want to get the schar halicha. The Paiskim say you certainly won't get schar halicha. Schar halicha you only get when you had to go, you had no other way of getting to the shul. You chose to walk around the block, that's not schar halicha. Ask the Gemara. The Kabbalah Mipasla, the Mishnah is teaching us that Kabbalah is considered an avoida, and therefore a shloi l'shma machshava during the Kabbalah disqualifies the carbon. How do we know so? So Rashi points out, if we look at the pasuk, at the carbon that was brought by Har Sinai, the pasuk says, "V'yikach Moshe chatzi adam, v'yosne ba'agonos." So we see already by the first carbon that was brought by Har Sinai that the blood was received in vessels. So what's the Gemara's question? If Kabbalah is required, isn't that carbon clearly an indication? So Rashi responds, that carbon was brought before we had a Mishkan. And there certainly Kabbalah was required. But our Gemara is referring to after the Mishkan was built, maybe Kabbalah would not be an avoider that you have to have. Ask the Mefarshim what is the difference if the Mishkan was built or not. So it's a very nice pshat. We all know that at the carbon that was brought at Har Sinai, the Bechayrim did the avoider, not the Kohanim. So Rashi is as follows. It could be that when the carbon was brought by the Kohan, by Bechayrim, whose Kedusha wasn't a permanent Kedusha, they lost their status after the Chet Egel, they have to have a Kabbalah. But a carbon that's brought by the Kohanim, whose Kedusha is a permanent Kedusha, maybe Kabbalah is not required, says the Gemara. How do we know? V'tayin v'kriva zeh Kabbalah Sadam. So the Gemara, of course Kabbalah is required, because the pasuk says v'kriva, and it means Kabbalah Sadam. Ask the Braisa at the Oymer Kabbalah Sadam or Eno Zrika. Maybe the pasuk refers to the Zrika. Kusho Oymer Vizarku has raised Zrika Amr. So the Torah already taught us the Halacha Zrika. Hamani Mikayim Vekriva. From here we see that Kabbalah Sadam is a required avoida. The pasuk continues teaching us, B'nei Aaron HaKahanim Shtei B'Koyin Kosher. Only a Koyin Kosher could do the avoida. Or B'Klisharis wearing the big day kahuna. Amr Rav Kiva Menayin leKabbalah Kabbalah Shloi Tehei El B'Koyin Kosher B'Kli Sharis. As the Rishonim say, Rav Kiva doesn't agree with the Tanakama, because he says, on the contrary, if the pasuk says the words B'nei Aaron HaKohanim, so the problem is, what is the pasuk use the words both B'nei Aaron and Kohanim, the Kohanim of B'nei Aaron, Maybe the pasuk is teaching us, says Rabbi Kiva, that any kohen, even a kohen who's a bal mum, and even a kohen who's a cholol, is qualified to do the avodah. How do we know that it's only kosher kaharim? El of a kohen kosher ube kli sharis. Says Rabbi Kiva, we have the following zera shava. Nemekan b'nei Aharon, v'nem lahalon elish mois b'nei Aharon hakahanim hamashuchin. Ma lahalon, the pasuk is referring to kohen kosher b'kli sharis. Afkan b'kohen kosher b'kli sharis. Just to point out a ha'ara that the yeshiva, that we learn in yeshiva, a chakira, that we'll maybe try to answer as we get into the Masechta. Here the Gemara is teaching us that a kohen has to be wearing the big day kahuna to do the avodah. What does that mean, the requirement to wear the big day kahuna? There are two ways of understanding the requirement. Doesn't mean that a kohen without the big day kahuna is like a zar, and the zar is pasul, or are there two separate rules? There's a rule you need a kohen to do the avodah, and there's another rule that the kohen has to be wearing the big day kahuna. And as we learn the Masechta, maybe we'll have answers to this. Am Rav Tarfon. So Rav Tarfon makes a very strong statement. A kapayach es bonai, I'm prepared to lose my children, rachmanon tzlan, im lo shemati, if when I learned in yeshiva, I did not hear lahafchen, hefresh ben kabbalah lezrika, that I learned in yeshiva that there's a distinction between the kabbalah and zrika, family lefarsh, but I don't remember. So as mefarshim, obviously all troubled, but it's very sharp language, a kapayach es bonai. So some of Farshim I saw say that was the Lashon Shvua, that was the terminology of a Shvua that was used in those times. Another pshat that I saw, very deep pshat, is as follows. Rachmanu Litzlan, somebody loses a child. The tragedy is incredible. The pain that the parent feels is indescribable. Says Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon forgot what he learned in yeshiva. Says Reb Tarfon, just like if somebody, Rachmanu Litzlan, loses a child, a kapeach esponai, if somebody loses a child, what indescribable pain does that person experience? When you forget a piece of Torah, I have the same pain. I feel the same tragedy, that how could I forget a piece of Torah? Om Reb Kiva. So Reb Kiva says, Ani Afarish, I'll tell you, pshat. Kabbalah loy osu ba machshava k'maisa. By Kabbalah, the Torah doesn't treat machshava like a maisa, but the zrika osu ba machshava k'maisa. And we'll speak about this a lot in a moment. Kabbalah b'chutz, continues the Gemara. If Kabbalah was done chutz la'zara, en achayiv karis, there's no chayiv karis. But zark b'chutz, if somebody did zrika chutz la'zara, onish karis, there's a chayiv karis. Kabbalah, kablu p'sula. If somebody who's disqualified from doing the Kabbalah did the Kabbalah, ain't chayav nalav, there's no chiv misa. Whereas zirku psulim, if somebody who's disqualified from doing the zrika did it, chayav nalav, there's a chiv misa. Amalai Reb Tarfon, when Reb Tarfon heard Reb Kiva's statement, havoida, I make a shvua, at hatisi yiminat smol, you didn't deviate to the right or to the left. Exactly what I heard is what you said. Ani shemati, I heard the shir, ve'ayinli lefarish, but as we said, I didn't remember what the shir, what we learned in the lecture. Ata dorish umaskin l'shmua, your shir, your drasha, is right on the mark. The lashon zeh amalai, and he concluded his remarks by saying, akiva, kala parish mecha kaparish mechayev. And again, if we use the pshat that we used, he said, you gave me back this feeling, this tremendous nechama. I thought I lost a piece of Torah. You returned that piece of Torah. It's like I never lost my child. You gave me chayim. But we have a kasha. Our Mishnah taught us that if you had a machshava during the Kabbalah, it's a problem. And this braisa says if you have a machshava, Rav Kiva's explanation to Rav Tarfon, if you have a machshava, improper machshava during the Kabbalah, it's not an issue. Answers the Gemara Amar of Eloi Kasha. Kan b'machshavas pigel, kan b'machshavas shloi l'shma. The two different types of machshavas that we're talking about. We spoke and we will speak about pigel. If somebody, when he brings the carbon, has a mind to eat, and we use the word eat very, very specifically, consumption, eating the eating of the people or the kohanim who are allowed to eat for the carbon, the eating of the mizbeach, and we'll discuss this more soon, that's called chutzlas, to eat it, to have this consumption, after the time is supposed to happen is Machshavas Pigel. Machshavas Shloi Lashma is, as we learned, Machshavas Shloi Lashma. And therefore the Gemara is explaining as follows. Machshavas Shloi Lashma is passable during Kabbalah. Machshavas Pigel is not applicable during the Kabbalah. And says the Gemara, Deikanami, if we review what we learned the Mishnah, this will make beautiful sense. The Tani, because what did our Mishnah say happens during the Kabbalah? Shazevach Nifsal. The Mishnah speaks specifically about a psul machshavah shlo lishma. Tani mispagel. The Mishnah doesn't speak about pigel. Why? Because our Mishnah is speaking about Kabbalah, and during Kabbalah there's no pigel. Shmami, not that this teretz is correct. Ask the Gemara, is it indeed correct? Or machshavah pigel, loy possible Kabbalah? Does a carbon not be, can a carbon not, can we avoid a carbon from being pigled during the Kabbalah? For Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, we would think that a carbon can become pigled only during the Zrika. Menayin, the Rabbi Shechit of the Kabbalah, that during the Shechit and the Kabbalah also a carbon can become pigled. Tamaloymer, v'ma'och yachm b'sa'a zevach ha'shlamam, lo yirotza. B'dvarim ha'mevi'in l'day achila kos medaber. Any avoider that's done that makes the carbon fit for consumption, and as we learned in our Mishnah, all of these avoiders, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, are all necessary avoiders leading up to the carbon being consumed, whether it's by the Mizbeach or by the people who eat from the carbon, it can become pigel. So how can we say that a carbon can't become pigel during the Kabbalah? Here we're saying any avoider that's necessary in the procedure of bringing the carbon, a machshavas pigel makes it into pigel. Yochel continues the brisa. Shanimar ba'av shvich shrayim v'ktaras emrim. That if somebody during spilling out the shrayim or during the burning the emrim has a machshavas pigel, the carbon should become also pigel. Tamaloymer b'yayim ha'shlish lo yirotza ha'makro v'soy lo yichashev. Zrika b'chlal ha'isa. Zrika was in the category of the other avoiders. What is the Torah of Allah mi yotasa? What did Torah single it out? Lahaka shalei Allah malach. Ma zrika shem yichedis umekeves kapara. Zrika is an avoid that you can't have the completion, the proper completion of the carbon without zrika. So to kaf kol avoid umekeves kapara doing such a procedure, a machsheves pigel will make the carbon into pigel. Yotz, which comes to exclude, shvich shrei victors emrin, so we're back to our question. The Gemara had a stira between what we learned in the Mishnah and what we learned in the Braisa. If a machshava during the Kabbalah is a problem or not, the Mishnah said it is. The Braisa said it isn't. And we tried to explain that the Braisa means it's a machshava's pigel and pigel is not an issue. During Kabbalah, this Braisa clearly teaches us that there is an issue of machshava's pigel even during the Kabbalah. So how do we reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? Eloi Kasha. Hadam Areni, Shaykh Ram Nasla Kabbal Dama Lamachar. If somebody says, I'm going to do the Shra, Nasla Kabbal Dama Lamachar. Hadam Areni, Kabbal Dama, Nasla Shbech Shraim Lamachar. If he had that Machshava, the carbon is possible. But if he had a Machshava during the Shvich Smaim, if you had, you have to have a machshava on something which is a chil of the Adam or the Mizbeach. So therefore, if he had a machshava during the Shvich Shrayim on what people will eat, it's too late because the carbon is already edible. If you had a machshava before, it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ahum Rabbanan L'Rava, is this true that if somebody had a machshavas pigel during V'shvich Shraim, Vaktaris Emrin, Loi Pasul Machshava, that there's no problem of pigel regarding these avoiders. V'ha Tnan, we learned in another Mishnah, Yoch Loi Tei Machshavas Me'elis El Bachilis Pasul. We said it already a few times in our Shia today, that when does a carbon become pigel? A carbon becomes pigel if you had a Machshava regarding the consumption. So says the Braisa, I would think that consumption means human consumption. Or not just human consumption of the meat. Minayin l'rabbi shvich shrayim v'aktaris emrim, that they too are considered consumption, because who consumes the shrayim and who consumes the emrim? The Mizbeach. Tamloim Ochel Yochel. Bishte Achilles Akos Medaber. Achas Achilles Adam. Vachas Achilles Mizbeach. So we see that even if somebody had a Machshava to do the Aktaris Emrim in the wrong time, or to do the Shvich HaShraim at the wrong time, that is a Machshavas Pigel, because that is considered a consumption. And it says the Gemara, Voikasha. Hadam Areni Zoicha Mash Lizbek Shvich HaMachar. Hadam Areni Shvich HaShraim Vanas Lahak the Emrim HaMachar. That would be awesome. But if during the Shvicha, or during the Aktara, you had a Machshava not relating the consumption, or regarding the Achila, regarding the Zrika, which this is after the Zrika already took place, that wouldn't be pickle. Continues the Gemara. The Aloch is, unlike a Korban Chatas Chitzonis, that we've discussed so many times, a Korban Chatas Pnimi, the dam of that carbon after it's slaughtered, the Kohen had to dip his finger into the blood and smear it on, and do Zrika on the Praichis, with the dam that's on his finger. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda B'Reid Rav Chiya, Shmati Shetfilas Etzba B'Fagelas B'Chatas Pnimis, that when the Kohen sticks his finger into the blood to do this Tefillah, a carbon can become, by a carbon Chatas Pnimis, it can become pickled in. Shama Elfa, Ilfa heard Rav Yehuda B'Reid Rav Chiya's ruling, Amar Kamed Rapada. And he repeated it to Rapada. Amar, to which he said, I don't understand what he said. Klum Lamadnu, he said, Pigal Ela Mishlamim. For what is the source for the halacha pigal? By which carbon does the Torah teach us the halacha pigal? By carbon shlamim. Now, carbon shlamim doesn't have the requirement of tefillas etzba. So he asked, Ma shlamim ain't tefillas etzba mfagelis? Because there is no tefillas etzba, af chatos, where there is a tefillas etzba, ain't tefillas etzba mfagelis, behen. So, how could you say that there's pigel but a tefillas etzba? To which he responded, v'ikom shlamim limdu, how can we learn the halacha pigel strictly from kom shlamim? E shlamim shloi lishmon, the halacha is as follows, we have to just say one word of introduction. For carbon to be considered pigel, there has to be that the only disqualification we have with this carbon is that it's pigel. But, and we're going to spend a lot of time learning this rule, if a carbon has a different disqualification other than the pigel makshava, the carbon will not be will not become pigel. That's a halacha and hilchos pigel. Again, to repeat. In order for carbon to become pigel, it has to have no other problem with it, besides that it's pickled. If it has another problem with it, then it can't become pickled. So now let's think about this situation. We go back to our first Mishnah of our Masechta. We discussed it in today's Shiur too. A carbon shlomim that was brought shaloi lishma is a kosher carbon. So let's say you'll have a carbon shlomim that you had a mechsheves shaloi lishma and a mechsheves pickled. Will that carbon be pigle? Yes. There's no other problem with the carbon. If, on the other hand, a carbon chatas was brought with a machsheves pigle and a machsheves shloi lishma, what will be the status of that carbon? It won't be pigle because it has another problem. It has the problem of shloi lishma. So ask the Gemara, if we're taking this standard that everything has to follow the model of a carbon shlamim, so how can we say that a carbon chatas, if you had a machshev shloi lishma on the carbon chatas, the carbon won't be pigel? You don't have a corresponding rule like that by shlamim. But before we go further, because when I learned the Gemara, this bothered me right away. The Chayim asked the obvious question. Yes, a carbon shlamim is not as serious as a carbon chatas, a carbon pesach, the first Mishnah of HaMasechta. That if you brought a carbon shlamim shloi lishma, you don't have to discard the carbon. We learned Ksherim Ve'emaratzim. So why are we taking it, as the Achroidim, as a Dover Poshet, that if a carbon shlomim was brought with a Machsheves Pigel and a Machsheves Shloi Lishma, it's still Pigel, because there's no other problem with this carbon. There's a terrible problem with this carbon. It's Emaratzim. So I saw beautiful teretz from the Achroidim. What is Pigel all about? and I keep on saying it in the shir, I'm going to say it many times in this Masechta. What is Pigel all about? Achila. Achila chutz lezmana. Achila chutz mkayma. Achilas Adam. Achilas mizbeach. A carbon shlam that was brought shloi lishma. Can you eat the carbon? Absolutely. The owner might not have affected what he needed to accomplish, but the carbon could be eaten. As long as the carbon is not, as long as the achila of the carbon is not affected, then the carbon is not, the fact that you had a machshava shloi lishma doesn't make it into a pasul, doesn't consider it disqualified. You could still eat it, so it still could be pigel. And that's why the Gemara's question is a gevaldige kasha. If we're using shlam as an exact model, so why is the halacha by karma chantas that if you had a machshava shloi lishma combined with your machshava's pigel, it's not pigel? That halacha doesn't apply by shlamim. Now let's learn it inside. Imash shlam shloi lishma. If you besides having the machshava's pigel, you also had a machshava shloi lishma, it's still considered pigel. So shouldn't we say chatas the same? That even if you had a machsheva shloi lishma, ain mitzvah de pigel. If you're saying that we have to follow the model of shlam so perfectly, elamai islach lemeimer. What are you going to say? That even though this rule of pigel doesn't apply by shlamim, it will apply by chatas. Mribe de kroy kaasa. Hachanami will say regarding the tefillas etzpa, that even though tefillas etzpa applies by chatas pnimius, and it doesn't apply by the carbon shlamim, doesn't mean that there is no pigel by the tefillas etzpa. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, b'liyazu shemati shetefillas etzpa mefagelus. That if somebody had a machsheves pigel during the tefillas etzpa, the carbon becomes pigel, the carbon chatas pnimius becomes pigel. Tarbar Rabbi Shimon Levi. As Rav Shimon Levi heard Yeshua ben Levi's halacha, he asked the question that we have been learning. Klum lamadnu pigel el mishlamim. We learned halacha from pigel, a pigel from a pasuk by kav mishlamim. And mashlam ain't feels etzvim fagels ben. Shouldn't we argue, just like there is no issue a pigel by tfilas etzvim kav mishlamim, so too, af chatos ain't feels etzvim fagels ben? To which he responded, as we learned. V'kiyah kol mishlam lamdu. Is shlam a perfect example? Ima shlam shloi lishman eimaytzim b'day pigel. Av chat shloi lishman eimaytzim b'day pigel. Amar Rabbi Yosef b'chanina. In. Indeed, hakol mishlam lamdu. However, hoyel v'chutz l'mkom in paisel b'shlamim v'shloi lishman paisel b'chatas. Just like chutz l'mkom, if somebody had a machshav, let's think about the following situation. We've learned that the case of pigel, for which there's a chiv karis, by eating pigel, is a case of chutz lezmanoi, where somebody intended that the mizbeach or the people consume the carbon after the proper time. There's another case that people call pigel, but isn't the same category pigel. That's called chutz lemkaymai. Let's first define it. Chutz l'mkayma means that somebody intended to take the carbon outside of where it's supposed to be. Outside of the azara, carbon that's not allowed to leave the azara, etc. That carbon is also called pigel. But unlike when there was a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi, that the halach is if somebody eats a carbon that became pigel because it's chutz l'zmanoi, there's a chiv karis. If somebody eats a carbon where there was a machsheves chutz l'mkayma, it's called pigel. There is no chiv karis. The din of chutz l'mkaymai, the machsheves chutz l'mkaymai, is not limited to one carbon. Just like chutz l'zmanoi is passable by every carbon, chutz l'mkaymai is passable by every carbon. So makes the Gemara the following argument. Let's listen to the logic. Carbon shlomim. What would be the halacha if somebody had two wrong machsheves? Chutz l'mkaymai, would that carbon become pigel with a chiv karis? The answer is no. Because we said before, for a carbon to become pigel that you carry with it a chiv karis for eating it, you only were allowed to have one wrong machshava. Chutz l'zmanoi. If there was a combination of any other wrong machshava, you're saved from being pigel. Even though they're both in the category of pigel. But they're not the same pigel. once chutzl mekayim chutzl zmanoi. It's already not pickled that the zechiv karis. I always, and I remember this from the last time we learned the Masechta, I always wonder why, if somebody had a machshavas chutzl zmanoi, shouldn't he also have a machshavas chutzl mekayimoi? By having that wrong machshava, he saved himself from a chiv karis, from a possible chiv karis. Maybe we'll discuss it when we get into the sugyas of pigel later. But what do we have here? We have here a precedent by carbon shlomim. We have here a precedent by carbon shlomim, how you can have two improper machshavas that save you from being pigel. So indeed, maybe shloi l'shma is not considered, as we explained a few moments ago, an improper machshava. There's chutz mekayim an improper machshava. So if we can have by carbon shlomim this concept of two improper machshavas, chutz mekayim and chutz l'zmanoi, preventing the carbon from becoming a full-fledged pigel, we could extend it by carbon chattis to say it doesn't have to be chutz mekayim to be a combination with the chutz l'zmanoi from preventing it from being pigel. It could be shloi l'shma. Because shloi l'shma by carbon chattis is equal to chutz mekayim by carbon shlomim. And therefore, even though the parasha of pigel is stated by shlomim, it isn't a problem to say that shloi l'shma will prevent the carbon chattis from becoming pigel. But that doesn't speak to tefillas etzba. Now let's read the Gemara inside. Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, in, how come shlomim lamdu? We can learn everything from shlomim. Hoy v'chutz mekayimai, as we just finished explaining, is an issue by shlomim, possible shlomim. V'shloi l'shma by chattis is equal to chutz l'mkayim b'shlomim. Ma chutz l'mkayim ha'poysel b'shlomim. Just like the chutz l'mkayim machshava, if you had that in combination with the chutz l'zmanim machshava, mitzvah m'day pigel, prevents it from being pigel. Af shloi l'shma ha'poysel b'chattis, mitzvah m'day pigel, prevents it from being a pigel situation. Amr Rabbi Yimriya, says Rabbi Yimriya, Tarbiyas b'chnina, mitzida tavra, your logic is refuted in itself. Ma chutz l'mekayimai ha'pais b'shlomim. You know why chutz l'mekayimai, in combination with chutz l'zmanoi, could prevent a carbon from becoming full-pledged pigel? Because shekein noi b'chol hazvachim. It's something that applies to every carbon. Chutz l'mekayimai is a machsheves psul by every single carbon. Time b'shloi l'shma. How could you compare shloi l'shma to it? Shein noig. The only time the carbon becomes completely disqualified, according to the Tanakhama of the first Mishnah of the Masechta, is only for Shloi L'shma, as Pesach V'chattis. So how can we say, as we try to say, that Shloi L'shma by Pesach V'chattis equal Chutz L'mekayimai by all other Kabbanis? Chutz L'mekayimai is a machshava that's an issue by all Kabbanis. Shloi L'shma is only an issue by Pesach V'chattis. El Mai Islach L'meimah. What is the way we have to explain? To avoid the question that we've been learning, the why can we learn that pigel becomes even by the tefillas etzba, or pigel becomes, avoid becoming by shloi l'shma, by pesach v'chattis, because dovah pois ben, that anything that falls into the category that disqualifies the carbon, mitzia v'day pigel. And dovah ha'ma'ak behen, mevi'in l'day pigel. Hachinami, the answer is that we don't learn from shlomim any specific example. We learn from shlomim a concept. If it's something that is an issue, then it will prevent it from being pigel. Otherwise, it doesn't. Tefillas etzba you have to have. That's why it makes into pigel. Shloi l'shma passes the carbon. That's why the carbon becomes pigel. You don't have any corresponding by shlomim. You have a corresponding concept, even though you don't have an exact corresponding case. Again, let's read the words. Dovah poisaba, anything that is considered a machshava that will disqualify the carbon, might say b'day pigel, the combination of that machshava will prevent the carbon from being pigel. And another point is, dovah makba, any avoida, which is an essential avoida, a machshava's pigel, during that avoida, mevil day pigel, makes the carbon into pigel. Amar Ameri, Afanantanina. We really learned the same concept. Zakho, Klal. As we said before, by Karban Mincha, there are four procedures. The four procedures by Karban Mincha correspond to the four procedures that we began in our Shia today by an animal. Kaimitz is the Shechita. then putting the kaimitz into a keli is like the Kabbalah. Taking the carbon mincha to the mizbeach is the halacha. And burning the kaimitz on the mizbeach is equal to the zrika. So we learn a mishnah masechta menachos. Kala kaimitz from noisim keli. Vamoylech vamakta. So says the Gemara. Bishlam kaimitz, the corresponding of kmitza shchita. Moylech of a carbon mincha is the same as moylech of an animal carbon, taking the dam. Makter, burning the kaimitz, namihan azarik, it's similar to zrika. Ask the Gemara, Ella noisim keli. We said that the second avoida by a carbon mincha is taking that kaimitz and putting it into klisharis. Maini, what is the corresponding avoida by an animal carbon? Ilema, if we're going to argue the domi l'kabbalah, that this is Kabbalah and this is Kabbalah, how can you say that they're the same? Mi domi, hosom memela. When you shecht an animal and the blood starts coming out from its neck and you have a vessel in which the dam to go into, the dam goes directly into it. You don't have to do anything taking the dam and putting it into the keli. Hacha, whereas the kaimitz, how does the kaimitz get into the keli? Yukashok of a rami. So how can we compare? So how can we say that we learn the din of the Kabbalah of a carbon mincha from the din of the Kabbalah of a behemoth? The Kabbalah is done so very differently. What is the answer? El kivin de lo sagi de lo yov. Since it's an essential avoida, a karcha avoida chshuvihi. Even though it isn't exactly the same by a mincha as it is by an animal. Hachinami, the same thing regarding the tefilas etzba. Kivin de lo sagi de lo yovid lu. Since you must do the tefilas etzba, a karcha hainu halacha. It falls into the halacha. What is the Gemara's question? The Chayyim explained the Gemara's question as follows. Even Loilam that the Kabbalah, the Amil Kabbalah, will say, let's go slower, will say that the Kabbalah of Mincha and the Kabbalah of an animal is the same. Or the Kamrit, Ayah said, how could you compare it to say, how could you compare it to Hacham Mela? By the animal, the blood goes by itself. Hosam Oyu Kashok Vayov. By the Kar Mincha, you have to physically deposit into the keli, kivin the idi matan keli hu. Since in both cases, what you need ends up in the vessel, mali memela, mali kashokel yov. Whereas the tefilas etzba, where there is no corresponding avoida by the carbon shlomim, the Gemara wants to say should be treated differently. So the Gemara is saying that as long as you have the same result, it's close enough of a match. Whereas when you don't have the same result, tefilas etzba, where there's nothing similar to that, by karmen shlomim, you can't learn the halacha pigel by that, by chatas panimius, from karmen shlomim. Why? So I just want to add one vart that the Chroinim explained saying this Gemara, the vart I wanted to say a second ago. There are four avoidas that the Gemara says that there's pigel by. And by every carbon, there are going to be four avoidas, but there aren't five. Tefilas etzba represents at this point in the Gemara a whole new avoida. And the Torah was never told us that there's pigel by five avoidas. There's only by four avoidas. And therefore the Gemara is questioning, is there going to be pigel by tefillah satsbah?